Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live on Sports Grid with Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you for another hour in-game live. We'll be taking over tonight where they follow all of the live action. And on Sports Grid, some of that action could be involved in Davis Maddox same-game parlay. Let's take a look.
All right, guys, we are back from Masters Weekend with another same-game parlay. Over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, we are going to Major League Baseball with the Washington Nationals traveling to play at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tyler Glasnow taking the mound for the Dodgers. We are, of course, going to begin by taking the Dodgers run line -1.5. They are just so much better of a team than the Nationals 1-9. Better starting pitcher, better bullpen, and I've really been liking the run line versus the money line this season. We are also going to take the over on 8.5 runs in this game. Feels like a real explosion spot for the Dodgers offense. And then we are going to add Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run in this game as well. He is off to one of his, actually the best start in his entire career on offense. His weighted runs created plus right now as a Dodger is above his career mark and above his MVP seasons for the Angels. This three-leg same-game parlay is going to give us plus 598 odds, Dodgers -1.5, over 8.5 total runs, and Ohtani to hit a home run. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, appreciate the breakdown there from Davis Maddox. We're now going to get over to the WNBA draft, which the first three picks are right here. Caitlin Clark, Cameron Brink, and Camilla Cardoza. Caitlin Clark market lists as it pertains to the first overall selection. Again, it is incredible because the timing works out that we can compare this to another foregone conclusion in Caleb Williams. And they're willingly posting that market to not post it on Caitlin Clark. Says that it's not even worth their time. We already know the deal. Let's post Clark specials, which they have. Radio audiences here, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Kevin Walsh with you on this Monday night across the Sports Grid Network. Excited to break down some of the key markets in the WNBA draft. So if Caitlin Clark is a foregone conclusion, then what happens? Two, a really interesting spot for the LA Sparks. The Sparks check in with not just the second pick, but the fourth pick as well. The top end of this draft, there's a lot of bigs on top of this board. Between Brink, Cardoza, also you have Aliyah Edwards and Angel Reese. The market on -2,000 for Cameron Brink might look really strong. This was -9,000, though. Camilla Cardoza has started to clearly get some buzz in the market that she could be the pick at two. I think the Sparks find themselves in an odd spot because, to some degree, I wonder if they would actually prefer to pair one of these bigs with Rickea Jackson. And I don't think there's any world where they could draft Brink and then, well, it seemed like there wasn't a world where they were going to be able to draft Brink at two and take Jackson at four. But that has since switched. The market now for the third overall pick is favoring Camilla Cardoza. Earlier in the week, -115 for Cardoza. You see now -300, -310. It has come back a little, though, that it still could be Tennessee's Jackson going off of the board at three. The thing is, there's also some complications there. where the WNBA draft is completely unique is the frequency in which the same teams can control a lot of the top of the draft. You have at 1 the Fever, at 2 and 4 the Sparks, at 3 and 7 the Chicago Sky. So do the Chicago Sky in any way at 3rd overall factor in what they believe will be available at 7, which, by the way, and maybe a bit of a surprise to people, is Angel Reese, the superstar from the LSU national championship team that fell short in an Elite Eight game against Iowa and Caitlin Clark, is projected to go 7th. The Chicago Sky, though, actually made a trade, I believe, with the Lynx to get up from 8 to 7. If you look at this draft, it seems to be a definitive top 7. So interesting that they were able to pull that off. But if you're going to be drafting Angel Reese at 7, who's more known for her rebounding and maybe defense even still at this point, would you want to go with Camila Cardoza, who is certainly known for her rebounding and defense, or Jackson, who had excellent games against that top-seeded Gamecocks team throughout the season, and as a legitimate 3 wing player could give this Sky team a different dynamic? You might say you can't move things around at 3. You don't know what's going to be there at 7. Well, you have an idea. Again, that top 7, Clark at 1, call it Brink at 2, right? And then you look at that next group. It's Reese, it's Edwards, it's Cardoza, it's Sheldon, and that's what they're going, and it's Jackson. That's what the Chicago Sky would be looking at here. But if they ultimately go with Cardoza, then the expectation is the Sparks at 4 would go Jackson. And that makes all the sense in the world. Again, the way the markets line up, it suggests that Cardoza and Jackson have maybe even created separation from Sheldon of Ohio State and Edwards of UConn. But for the Sparks, this, again, it feels easy, because they're not worried about pairing or how the fit of a Cardoza Brink works. Cameron Brink, a more of an offensive game that she can bring to the table compared to Camila or Angel Reese. But Cameron Brink was the National Defensive Player of the Year. So if you check that box by drafting Brink at 2, the dream scenario likely for the Sparks is this board flows exactly how the odds makers are expecting it. At 5 right now, we see the odds favoring Sheldon, not by a ton. Aaliyah Edwards at plus 250. You see they're open to the world that Jackson falls down, and then Angel Reese is at 16-1. If you also take a look at the odds to go 6th overall, then Aaliyah Edwards becomes the favorite at minus 115. Still a chance it's J.C. Sheldon here at 6th if it's not Edwards. Some of the mocks have been a little back and forth on what you're going to see from the Mystic potentially in this range and the Dallas Wings, who are picking 5 and 6. I would still be a bit tempted, perhaps maybe a bit naive of me, but taking Angel Reese at 16-1 at 5th and then 10-1 here as the 6th overall pick doesn't feel like a bad way to play it. At the end of the day, the WNBA is about to enter something a little different and unique, which is something the NBA has known for a long time, and that's the power of stars. Caitlin Clark about to become the WNBA's biggest. That's not a slight to the people before her. It's a little interesting to watch how many some of them have been upset about it, but that's neither here nor there.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The thing is, Caitlin Clark's the best player in this draft and the biggest star. Angel Reese might not be the second best player in this draft, but she is the second biggest star. In a world where she comes off the board at 5 or 6, it wouldn't be the most stunning thing. Again, getting 16 and 10 to 1 in those markets, worst ways to potentially spend your coin tonight, especially if Rendon can figure out the other half of this hits, runs, and RBIs. We'll talk to Joe Maddon next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, busy night here on Sports Grid. It's game time decisions to continue. Helping us break down tonight's NHL and baseball boards is Joe Maddon. Joe, thank you for joining us once again. Let's stay with the ice here. And the New York Rangers at minus 210 continue to be priced as comfortable favorites here. Total 6.5. Do you like anything in the game between New York and Ottawa?
I have to look at player props in this one because the Ottawa Senators have been dangerous, and I don't love even the price on the puck line here for the New York Rangers. They're sitting first in the Metro, and while this spot isn't safe to stay first in the Central with the Canes only 1 point behind them, I do think it's a lot to ask them to cover that puck line. We know during the regular season, the puck line at home just wasn't their strong suit, going 17 and 23 as that favorite. So looking here at Panarin, Panarin's been phenomenally strong out there for the New York Rangers. I'm looking at him for 2+ points tonight. That's coming in at plus 102 for the 2+ points. He's had 118 points on the season, 48 goals and 70 assists. But I have to circle Chris Kreider as well for that anytime goal. His anytime goals coming in, Kevin, at plus 145. He has 39 goals on the season. I love looking at these players who are going to hit a nice mark. Hitting the mark of 40 probably is a great thing for Chris Kreider out there. So I do like him at the plus 145. I just am scared of the Ottawa Senators. They can be dangerous. They love playing that spoiler role this time of year.
Especially this is just kind of the section where things like that happens. Also, by the way, quickly, they did finalize the men's USA basketball roster, which is probably way more interesting to me than a lot of other people. But that news did come down, and I will probably at some point talk about that. But let's continue to help people put picks on the board here, Joe. So we'll go late night LA Kings, Minnesota Wild, LA, a minus 170 range favorite here, total 5.5.
Okay, so the LA Kings should come out and get a nice big win here, and I'm looking at them on the puck line. This is the only favorite I feel really comfortable about that puck line bet tonight, Kevin. Laying the 1.5, coming in at plus 155 with them. The Minnesota Wild are eliminated, and they're playing a lot of rookies out there. And while these rookies had success versus the San Jose Sharks, the smothering defense of the LA Kings are going to be all over them. They're not going to give them the space out there on the ice to get that puck movement going. So I do think the Kings can come out and cover it. When we look at both meetings so far this season, the Kings have dominated both of them. They were able to win back in March 6-0, holding the Wild completely off the board, and 7-3 back in October. Now, Kopitar probably won't hit the ice. He has some sort of nagging injury, not bad enough that he won't play in the playoffs, but in the position where they're just keep him off. They kept him off versus the Ducks. I would look at Kempe, though, here. Kempe to come out nice and strong. The Wild, You know, you might see something out of Kaprizov because he's been phenomenally strong. But you look at the defense here and you look at Cam Talbot in net for the Kings. And I can't see any other way than the Kings winning this and covering that puck line, Kevin, to make some money on this game.
All right. And then quickly, Joe, just because you mentioned the Kucherov assists the first time we talked, similar thoughts with Connor McDavid in action against the San Jose Sharks?
Yeah, and I'm just looking to see if they've moved that prop and if you're going to have to lay more juice. So Connor McDavid for one assist, it's way too juiced. It's minus 340. So that has gone up in the last hour. You have to take him for two plus assists at plus 148. If Nikita Kucherov comes out and gets two assists, which we could see within the next 30 minutes here, I would then go back and circle Connor McDavid for two plus assists because these players are so competitive. If Nikita Kucherov hits 100, Connor McDavid will hit 101, I believe, tonight. So competitive players out there, you've got to take advantage where you can find the value, Kevin.
Back and forth they go. Joe, we've got a great series starting. Well, it should be a great series between the Braves and the Astros. The way the Astros are saying, maybe it'll be a nightmare for them. They're a home dog here against Atlanta.
And I think they should be a home dog in this one, but I'm going to go with the total, Kevin. I know this total's high at 10.5, but Dustin Vines getting his first start of the season, and Spencer Arrigetti, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, will come out for the Houston Astros. And I do think with two young pitchers here, we're going to see both of these lineups who are so powerful out there on the ice be able to put up those runs today. I'm just seeing these goals come in, Kevin. The Montreal Canadiens scored on the Red Wings, so not what I wanted to see, but we're gonna live with it. But yeah, I think powerful lineups out here for both of these teams, and I do think we go over that total of 10.5, Kevin.
All right, so looking for runs in that game. What do you think about San Diego and Milwaukee? This Brewers team has continued to blow past expectations early season here.
Yeah, and I think they're going to have a strong game in this one. This is a battle of the Joes. Joe's Musgrove coming out here for the San Diego Padres and Joe Ross for the Brewers. Now, Joe Ross has had the stronger start to the season. He's been able to record that one win and has a 1.80 ERA. I like the Brewers in this position at home, especially when we look at the San Diego Padres off that big win over the LA Dodgers yesterday. I think this would be a letdown spot for them. So I'm going to put my money here on the Brewers. We're getting a short price for them at home. And Joe Musgrove is a righty. We've been seeing the Brewers really hit righties strong. They've already got 19 home runs off righties so far this season. So I do think it's a strong day for them out here, Kevin.
All right, Joe, what about this Arizona Diamondbacks group? They're playing late night here against the Chicago Cubs at home. How do you feel they match up?
I think the Diamondbacks can come out nice and strong. Merto Kelly getting the start. He's 2-1 on the season with a 4.13 ERA in his 5 career starts versus the Cubs. So we've seen that strength out of him versus the Cubs so far. Looking at the Diamondbacks, they're strong on that run line to start this season. They're sitting 7-3 at home on that run line. When we look at the Cubs, in 4 of their 6 losses this season, it's been by 2 or more goals. So I think the Diamondbacks have enough ability in this one to come out nice and strong, cover that puck line at home. The run line isn't something I love to jump into, especially this early in the season. But this one, for me, at plus 138, the value is there on the run line on the Arizona Diamondbacks for me, Kevin.
All right, looking for some value. Joe, before we let you go, curious if you have any thoughts on this Dodgers game here against the Washington Nationals. Look, we know the Dodgers are always going to be big favorites. I got to tell you, at minus 390, I'm almost surprised it's not more. Against the Nationals with Glasnow on the mound, I'm not saying there's value on minus 390. I'm not saying let's lay a run and a half at minus 182. But if this, you know, there's going to be moments we would think where this team is minus 450. Maybe in this series, I thought this would be one of them. I'm curious if you're interested in that late game at all.
Yeah, I am. And I'm going to look at the Dodgers in the first five on that run line. You said it. Tyler Glasnow has been absolutely phenomenal. He was able to record 14 strikeouts versus the Minnesota Twins. And I do think he comes out strong in this one and really limits the Washington Nationals, able to get those strikeouts on the board. And we see the Dodgers go up nice and fast. Now, we talked about the Padres, how this could be a letdown spot after losing or after winning versus the Dodgers yesterday. This is a bounce back spot for me for the Dodgers. I like that first five run line with the value there. I believe you're still laying 1.5 in it. I don't love the full game laying 1.5 at minus 182. If you're still not getting enough value in that first five, I'll do an alt run line as well, even laying 2.5. I think, like you said, Kevin, this should be a game where they come out and blow the Washington Nationals out of the water.
Yeah, it's what we expect from the LA Dodgers. Joe, appreciate it as always. And of course, this will continue to ramp up as we get closer to the NHL playoffs. Joe, best of luck tonight.
Best of luck, everyone out there.
All right, great stuff. As always, quickly, that USA men's basketball roster, 11 of the 12 spots finalized here. LeBron, Durant, Tatum, Steph, Embiid, Devin Booker, Tyrese Haliburton, Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Anthony Davis. Again, one spot left, probably for Kawhi Leonard. But, well, you don't really trust Kawhi to be healthy, unless, of course, you're...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Someone who's never bet on the Clippers before in the futures market, and then make that wrong decision, and then you eventually learn your lesson. Dave Shatterfan, up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back to right here on SportsGrid. Again, just take a look at this Team USA roster. We'll talk to Dave Sharapan in a moment. So that's starting lineup, LeBron, Steph, Durant, and Embiid. If Kawhi's healthy, does he start or does Tatum start? That's interesting. Tatum, is Kawhi really going to show up and not start? If Tatum's coming off of a Finals MVP, is he really going to not start? It's interesting. I'll say this. If Kawhi isn't healthy enough to take the spot, and they're looking for a forward, it is probably Jaylen Brown, isn't it? If you just look across the league, if they wanted a big, Jaren Jackson Jr. kind of comes to mind, just taking a quick look here at the landscape. If you wanted a, I mean, Donovan Mitchell should be on this roster, but he's not. I get it. Haliburton, pass first, pace, all that. I know Knicks fans are going to be furious that Brunson's not here. Mikal Bridges could maybe get some consideration with his defensive capabilities. I think Brunson would love to be on this team. Interesting spot. Again, it's definitely supposed to be Kawhi's. I guess Paul George could make a case as well. Do you think LeBron can overrule everyone and just bring Kyrie in? He'd probably love to do that. I guess we'll see. Again, it's definitely for Kawhi. But the is Kawhi healthy thing is a tale as old as time. Dave Sharapan is here. We're live with you on Sports Grid on a Monday night. Consig checking in a little early for us here on this Monday. How's it going, Dave?
Good, sir. Good to see you. What were you just discussing? Were you discussing what? You're already making moves for guys to be on different teams, or were those postseason awards, or what was that discussion? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it at the beginning.
The Team USA men's roster came out for the Olympics.
Okay.
And it is a final stand for a lot of the league's best players.
Yes.
And to some degree, it's probably, I know I'm breaking into a Team USA thing, but deal with it. I'm not going to get up and walk off camera. My Team USA basketball hat is right over there. That's what I wore today. Like, it's not, this is the deal. Yep. Here's what I would imagine. You take a look at the best players in this league, right? The top three MVP vote getters are going to be Jokic, Luka, SGA. None of them are American. Embiid would have won it if he stayed healthy. He's on this team, which is incredible. And then fifth is going to probably be Jalen Brunson votes-wise. But again, that top three is not U.S. Vic's coming. Giannis is not there. So it's probably one of those things where it's not just the last stand for LeBron, Steph, Durant, Kawhi on Team USA, but it's probably a call to action to a degree for in 2028 that whatever the best USA talent crop looks like, to make sure that they also play. Dave, I'll tell you this, in the room, they're going to need anybody but USA. That's right. What they're going to need, anybody but USA.
Most likely, depending on the actual roster constructions, it'll be interesting to see the numbers because I don't think it's a shoe-in. Right? It used to be an automatic. I mean, the spreads were in the 30s. When we would put this stuff up, eight games would be 30-point spreads. 50, one time played like Angola or something, I remember. We just sat around and went like this. We don't know what to make the number. Just see if you could get a bet on the other. You know, just put up 50. See if anybody bets it. Usually minimal handle. You know, and then depending on the time of the year, at least in Vegas in the summer, it's a little slow. So we didn't do as much handle as like you will do now with PASPA being passed and this stuff being available everywhere. I think it'll be a nice summer boom. You know, if it's competitive, if Greece is competitive or, you know, one of the other countries that has, you know, I don't know, some of these guys on it could be good.
So someone just sent me a tweet. What do I think the price will be? So some quick research. In 2020, they were -320 to win the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The roster, five best players, Lillard, Durant, Drew Holiday, Draymond Tatum. Here's the point. The starting five this go-around, Steph, LeBron, Durant, Embiid, Tatum, -500. I don't see it being any shorter than that. To win gold, has to be -500.
And they're all going to play, right? Like, this is it. Like you just said, this is it. This is the last one that all of those guys are going to be able to play together. So I think you get them all. And if that's the starting five, I don't think anybody's going to bet anybody else, at least in this country.
I think what's funny, though, is there's nothing you can do. What are you supposed to do at -500? How many people are going to bet -500? You know what it is? They're going to hang a prop. Here's where this will end up, and it'll be unfortunate. The prop will be, will they go unbeaten?
That'll be a prop. That'll be a problem.
Even that's going to be
a good number, depending on the matchup.
What's that? Minus 160, minus 180? I don't think it's going to be cheap.
How many games will they have to play? Six or seven?
Let's find out.
It's usually like, four.
Things always
and
change.
Then a quarter,
exhibition,
a semi, and a final. So it's either six or seven games.
Three, and then the knockout stage is another three. So six games.
Right.
So it's like a tournament. South Carolina women were -140 to win that thing.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be higher. -200.
And I mean, but that's again, like, how many people are going to lay minus? I will probably. They're not.
Want to bet it? You will.
It's. Yeah. I mean, all their money lines are going to be -1,000, right?
Oh.
I mean, look, we're projecting out, but it's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be something. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's funny though how quickly the juice can get zapped out of it when your options are lay 20.5.
Right?
Or bet against Team USA.
Yeah.
Right?
They'll cover.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they're going to be in the room just rooting in the under, aren't they? Because people are like, I can't lay 20. They're going to score 107. Let's just bet the over. That'll probably be how a lot of it goes.
A lot of it's approached like this. If we get one game, we're good as the book. Like, that's all. You know you're not going to get them all. So if they don't cover one game, let alone lose a game, that's all you want. As the book, there's just certain things you put up. You know you're very unlikely to win. So you hope the people take the money, and then they, you know, find their way to NFL season wins or to college football, you know, whatever. Like, you give them some ammo to fire on some other stuff. That's all that is. You're not trying to win every bet. You're just trying to keep everybody in action. This Summer Olympics men's basketball, that's exactly that.
Yeah, it's a good point there. You know, Dave, speaking of kind of new markets and things like that, the WNBA draft is tonight. And you and I got to talk about this a little bit on Thursday.
Yep.
I want to just start with this. We all know the main reason that this will probably break any record their draft night has ever had, and why Dave and I are sitting here talking about it, is Caitlin Clark. Odds to go first overall where I've looked. I don't know if you've seen that market, but why might odds makers not post the Caitlin market?
It's a done deal. It's the biggest unkept secret in the world. I don't even know what we would do to put it up. Like, how fast will they announce the draft pick? Maybe, you know, something fun like that. It's not whether she's being taken or not, but I think there's intrigue in 2, 3, 4. Is there not?
You
could actually have a little bit of fun either betting or booking this with the picks after her. But the eyeballs are on it because of her.
Yeah, I think my favorite kind of comparison is we have odds for Caleb Williams to go first, and it's $100 wins you back $1. But think about this. They're willing to post that. They won't even post the Caitlin bet, because they're like, no one's going to even throw money on someone. This is a complete waste.
There's a very small chance that Chicago or something gets overwhelmed with a trade. There's zero chance that Indiana's trading that pick. They're picking her. There's zero. Yeah. Somebody could give them their whole team, and they're not doing it. So plus it's football, and it's WNBA, so you have to put it up. You know, so that's a little bit of the difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I think, but also, again, to Dave's point, if Indiana trades it, it's so someone can draft Caitlin at one. Would have to happen is someone put a typo in and they sent the wrong name in to the draft. And they'd be like, wait, this isn't true. We need to reverse this. We will keep eyes on it. The WNBA commissioner did just take the podium. We'll continue to talk to Dave here on Game Time Decisions next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back to right here on Sports Grid. We've got odds on the Indiana Fever draft room. I feel like this. There's been no debates for that crew. Been real easy for them to figure out what the right idea is. There has been odds movement, though, today. We've talked about it between 2, 3, and 4. They actually are about to make this selection here. And again, I think, you know, Dave, you and I talked about this, right? These Caitlin Clark specials that are up listed right now, the Fever's win total, being posted right now, and she was just selected first overall, Caitlin Clark. There's going to be a bigger WNBA handle this season than ever before.
Without a doubt. And there's going to be bets on the Indiana Fever to win the championship, which I would dare say hasn't happened in the last couple of years. So we get another team that people will back because, I mean, out in Vegas, it's an onslaught of aces. It's been aces, aces, aces. I know the books in town have tried to mitigate some of the risk by offering really good prices on other teams. But the local team, dating back to the beginning of time, wherever there were books working, you always need against the local team. So welcome, Caitlin Clark, to the WNBA, and welcome to the Indiana Fever at 20-1 here on my list. Come make a play on that. That would be great. K-Dub, are they going to actually make the playoffs now? Just a quick thought on it. You know, we won't spend too much time on it, but do they make the playoffs now that she's on the team?
It's minus 260 to the yes. That market is out and available. That market is out and available, Dave. And I'm not going to bet minus 260 yes, but I'm not looking to be, you know, the sharpest knife in the draw that takes the plus 190 no. Right. Because, again, the one thing to just remind people, the WNBA draft works a little bit differently. It is not the worst team last year gets the pick, right? So Caitlin Clark isn't joining, you know, they're joining a team that added Aaliyah Boston. They've been the worst team over the last 2 years or so. And again, look, and it's kind of funny, and I know this for you is really more the dream scenario. Caitlin Clark was 15-1 to win the WNBA MVP a little bit ago. That's been bet down to 12-1. It's been bet down.
Love it.
So, and, you know, here's the incredible thing, though, is what does she have to do to win that award? Because, Dave, I'll put it to you like this, right? Over under league MVPs in her career, what's that number at? 2.5, 3.5?
Well, obviously the team improves quickly. And if she becomes the best player on one of the best teams, it may be 4. she may win four times. She may be a four-time MVP. It's very possible. Yeah.
I mean, she is to lead her own team in scoring minus 280, right? They don't have her to lead the league in scoring, but she might be the favorite.
She will be the favorite betting-wise. When you get those up, she has to be two or three, and then you let the bets push you to the favorite. There's not going to be a big rush of people to bet it's not her. So she'll be hovering. If you make the top one 2-1, she's going to be plus 250 or plus $3. So you can take a couple bets and then make her the favorite. You know, I don't think you can put her the favorite at the beginning. A rookie, it's a lot to ask. It's a different life. It's a different schedule. It's a different everything. You know, she doesn't get Northwestern. She doesn't get Penn State. You know, these are all professional teams. She's going to face a lot of different defenses, adversity, and players that want to make sure that she knows that they know that they're pros.
Hey, let me tell you, Dave, I think you're 100% correct in that. But part of the reason that she is as great as she is, and she's been very positive and humble and nice in her response to some of the people that have talked down on her. I'm going to tell you this right now. Diana Taurasi, walk out to that island, and that's going to go real bad. And I get it. I get it. She is a legend of this game. Yeah. Everybody knows that. And so does Caitlin Clark. But Diana Taurasi has been very protective over this idea that she's going to step in and be great right away. When realistically, that is good for your game. And here's the deal. There's going to be moments where we go, oh, yeah, she's a rookie. But one of those moments where we go, oh, yeah, Diana Taurasi's not as good as her anymore is when they meet. I'm telling you right now. And that's because there are going to be games. You know this, Dave. People lined up the narrative Caitlin Clark point props over, 3-point props over, when they played LSU in the national title game rematch. She went for 41, 12, and 7, and made 9 threes.
Yep.
Phoenix Mercury, we're coming. Okay, the Vegas Aces can catch her. That's fine. They catch everybody. All good. Right. We got you.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's going to be... But here's the thing. Again, the amount at which we are talking about this is fantastic.
It's more
than
ever.
And that's kind of the point.
That's exactly. It's more than ever. I've never seen, in the history of my life, I've never seen props on an individual player in the NBA this early before she was even drafted. Right. They're up. I mean, legitimately, they're up. They're taking bets on. There's a market made because of her. Multiple markets made. So, listen, this will be fun. This will give us more content for people, you know, want more action. The WNBA has been increasing in handle. It's been a very sharp market for years. Very limited number of people actually betting it. Welcome. It's only going to help them because there's going to be people playing it to help, you know, books offset some of that, you know, mitigate the risk. The more people betting to a market, the better for bettors and the book. That's why volume is the name of the game. That's why the NFL works so easy.
Yeah, I would say of all those specials, if I had to take one, it'd probably be the three triple doubles at plus 210. If I was going to bet any of these, I'd want plus money. And if she had six last year, or this past year, she played 39 games, uptick competition, same number of games, cut it in half, I think that's doable. At plus 210, it probably is the fairest number you're getting. Now, the other thing you could try and do is you could pick it off on a game-to-game basis, right? But I think that's going to be – because that's not something that they've ever had to post in the room before, right? In the NBA, every night they post to record a triple-double. They don't post Breonna Stewart or – you know, I know Alyssa Thompson started to put a lot of triple-doubles on the board, but – you know, that's a whole – but again, here's the thing. Books are not, obviously, they've been booking Caitlin numbers for, they have more experience booking Caitlin Clark numbers than WNBA numbers.
Correct.
Basically.
Correct. Yes.
So
absolutely.
They will be a little more comfortable in that respect. We'll get you the LA Sparks pick in a minute, just to see if it is Cameron Brink who was the favorite. I wanted to ask you this quickly, though, Dave. Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters. And amazing. I'm curious kind of what you heard about all that, not just your thoughts, but, you know, was that a win? Guys in the room were like, all right, I need him to start losing a couple. Last time he won the Masters, he went cold for like a year. So I'm just curious kind of what you heard around Scottie putting up another one.
A couple of my buddies wrote articles today about it. He's a huge dog to win the Grand Slam. But the guys quoted in the article were like, he's probably not going to win one of the other majors. Now, I don't know if that's wishful thinking. You know, I don't know where all the events are. I have to look and see. I think the U.S. Open is at Bethpage. In New York, I think it's in Bethpage this year.
I think so.
Yep. So we'll have to see the way the course setups are, but his performance yesterday solidified that. I mean, he went off as a plus 450 favorite pre-tournament. The next guy was 10-1. There wasn't anyone else. It might have got somebody to creep into single digits, but he was that much of a favorite. So the books are already caught on. There's no more Scheffler freebies at the Masters. Next year, I don't even know what that price would be. I'm guessing anywhere between minus -250 and minus -$3. It's going to be lower. And depending if he's playing, you know, if he's healthy and everything else, that's the price. You can come bet it or you can pass. We're good with
plus,
either one.
Right? Just to make sure, plus +250, yeah. Plus +300. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not ready to go tie your even money yet. That's
yeah.
Tiger Realm was even money when it got to Augusta.
Well, here's the incredible thing, and one of the reasons, to my understanding, look, I'm as honest as I get. I've been that way, and then all the time I spent working with Donnie too, who sometimes I think is overly honest. I don't know golf the way all these people know golf. I don't bet golf in the way that everyone bets golf. But one of the justifications I consistently heard for people who bet Tiger year in and year out was nobody knows Augusta better. Nobody is better for Augusta. Well, if that becomes the reputation then on Scottie, it doesn't even matter the form then. It doesn't matter if he's the world's number one. They were betting Tiger at bad numbers, out of form, to win that tournament nonstop. So if he stays in form, my goodness.
I jumped in yesterday at 145. I took plus 145, and I was betting him down to plus 110. And then when it got to a minus, I waited. It bounced back, and I made multiple bets on Scotty, and I took one shot on Oberg and one shot on Homa and left it, you know, at like 8-1 and I think 7-1 on Oberg. So what all I needed to see was him not making bogeys. It was only a matter of time. Again, that somebody had to go catch him. Nobody was going to catch him. That was the other thing about Tiger. If he was leading on after Saturday, it was a wrap. It was a wrap.
Well, that was.
And nobody was going to catch him because he knew Augusta, like you said, better than anybody, and he wasn't going to beat himself.
Yep.
Never putting up a 74. That was the only way that we're going to. Scotty was going to lose that yesterday. So. Yeah, it's going to be worth a discussion. Now, going forward, there's going to be a lot of golf people that are going to automatically pick him to win the next major, let alone the next tournament he plays. It's probably a fade.
Well, I really want to see if he plays at this RBC. It's not even – it's up right now. He's plus 400. But the guy behind him is Xander at 10. I think they're middling everything, right? I think they're middling everything if he actually plays and on all this. Because here's the thing. It's not that he's not going to play in the RBC because his wife's going to go into labor.
Right.
I think we talked about that to the degree that we did because it was the Masters, and if it happened, it would have been one of the wildest things of all time. My thing is,
here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If that was something on Scotty's mind last week, I know the RBC is elevated. I'm not saying it's getting in his. I'm just saying, as a human being, if last week he ended the tournament, he's like, I just want to get home to Meredith. Well, he's going to be home for 36 hours and then go back out and golf again. I don't know. No. We'll update you on the WNBA draft. We'll close out Game Time Decisions next. Thanks, Dave.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid. Chalk to start the WNBA draft. We'll close out Game Time Decisions again in-game live. We'll be next here on a Monday tomorrow. The play-in tournament ending or Tuesday. Excited for both. But at the Sparks at 2, selected Cameron Brink, a minus 2,000 closing favorite to be the second overall selection in the WNBA draft. Up next, the Chicago Sky at 3 took Camila Cardoza of South Carolina at that third spot there. Cardoza, we saw at minus 310 to be selected here, and that was a pull-away number. She was minus 115 a little bit earlier on this weekend here, but clearly the Chicago Sky felt that Cardoza was the best player on the board. You don't make that decision if you don't believe it. And kind of the force of the unbeaten South Carolina team is rewarded by going third overall. So now you have the Sparks back on the board, and it would be a real upset if Jackson does not go here of Tennessee. The only so think about it like this, and look, they don't do live draft pick-by-pick odds, and this is not a WNBA thing. This is you don't see that really with any of the live betting drafts, but basically with what's on the board, Jackson would be more than minus 2,000, I would probably say, to come off right now here at 4 to the LA Sparks. It worked out perfectly for LA with being able to take the force in the middle that can be Cameron Brink and now pair a potential elite perimeter scorer like Jackson. Again, you'll then see 5-6 and 7. 5 and 6 had odds with Sheldon as the favorite to go 5th. Aaliyah Edwards of UConn, the favorite to go 6th. And then a lot of mock drafts projecting at 7 when the Chicago Sky are on the board once again. They will pair Camila Cardoza with LSU's Angel Reese. Certainly something to keep your eye on. And we'll continue to root in our Anthony Rendon MLB play of the day. Appreciate everybody who stopped by. Best of luck. I'm Kevin Walsh, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
the social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.